This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. I think you and Christians in Canada are very concerned about where this bill is going and what it's going to do to the freedom of conscience and speech for Christians in Canada. Andrew, what are you most concerned about with this bill?
The simple creation of the category of hate speech, it doesn't exist. This is a made-up Gnostic category that you can criminalize speech to greater measure, or any crime for that matter, to greater measure because of the motivation of hate. Not only is it made up, but it's also unbiblical. The scriptures give us biblical categories for punishing crime. And in the case of murder, for example, if you intentionally take the life of an innocent person, that's murder. The punishment for murder isn't increased because you really, really, really didn't like the person. So by doing this, by creating these made-up categories and attaching greater punishments to them, that's a problem. It's also a problem because the definitions that they use of hatred or harmful speech are vague and leave a very, very wide door of interpretation for both lawyers and judges. The punishments in this bill are extreme. So for a person who commits a hate crime, as it's vaguely defined in the bill, could be imprisoned for life in prison. And in Canada, that's a greater punishment than rape, or even lesser forms of murder and manslaughter don't carry with it that kind of punishment. So it seems clear to those of us who have seen the trajectory and the cultural move in our country that the people who will not be punished by this bill will not be Muslims who communicate an anti-sodomy opinion, probably not Jewish people who would hold to a view of traditional marriage, but it seems rather clear that it's Christians coming in the crosshairs of the federal government. This piece of legislation is currently being debated in the parliament. This also comes just a couple days after another piece of legislation was introduced, Bill C-367, which seeks to remove the exemption clause for hate speech when you ground your justification in a religious text. So if you say marriage is one man and one woman, or I know you think you're a woman, but you're a man, someone could accuse me of hate speech. But if I say, well, but that's not my, I'm just quoting the Bible. That's not my opinion. These are long-held religious beliefs. That's allowed. That's an exemption to you being punished because you're quoting a religious text. Bill C-367 wants to remove that exemption clause so you cannot use the scriptures as justification. You put that together with Bill C-63, and it seems like this is more and more of, we need to silence and punish those who would affirm God's design and norms for humanity and creation, and we're going to make the punishment rather extreme. That looks to be where this is going. There's another portion of the bill that says if someone believes you will commit a hate crime, so you haven't done it yet, but if they have a reasonable suspicion that you will commit a hate crime and they inform the authorities, if the judge believes that it's justified, you could be placed under house arrest for up to 1 year before you actually commit the crime. So this is rather dystopian, Orwellian governance if this legislation works its way through. So lots of concern for Christians.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.